Warning. The following contains biblical content, raw gospel, sudden and spontaneous worship, and something not preached everywhere. The Word of God. This is church formatted for the internet. Coming up next, now here they are, saints on a mission from God.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness night. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the first day.
Sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like you since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, this smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like you since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, sun.
The Bible is a unity. It is a message of love from God to all of humanity. It is a message that is spread across 66 books and thousands of years with a cast of thousands. It begins with light, the daylight of God's truth that separates us from the darkness of sin and ignorance. The source of that light is Jesus. The Gospel of John speaks of Jesus being involved in the creation of the world. John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that light was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The Beatles speak of the long, cold, lonely winter, a picture of our separation from God. But the sun melts the ice of distance and loneliness and welcomes us to the warmth of friendship and love of God and God's people. Smiles that have been missing return, all because of the sun. Jesus, the Son of God, will return to take us home one day. In the last chapter of the Bible, Jesus says, "Look, I'm coming soon. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty say, 'Come.' And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life."
He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Our musicians today are Stephen and Liz, our PGN music team. Thank you, Stephen. That was awesome. And Don, you should be a professional announcer. Everything is going to be all right. It's all right. Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Hello, this is Pastor Kevin bringing you our weekly podcast with Don, Sandy, our musicians, Liz and Stephen. Today we will be talking about Here Comes the Sun. Let's listen in.
The iPhone 12 means it's $1,200. I think that's what that means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what they call the $300 or $400 one.
Old. They call those old. Yeah. Of course, he's. I was trying to think of who started Apple, because is it Bill Gates that gets a divorce?
No, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, no, but there's no.
It's oh, Bill Steve Gates is getting the divorce.
Right. Yeah. So she'll get $150 billion or something.
Wow.
Yeah, she's probably got lawyers fighting for more.
Yeah, well, what can you do with $150 billion? Who knows?
Yep, get a trailer hitch.
Yeah, there's a story behind that. I was telling Kevin about my camper story about a guy giving me an equalizer hitch included in the sale. He was just going to give it to me. And
wow.
Then he just lied to me. And then,
wow!
Because he decided, well, gee, I could take this and sell it. So why would I throw it in and give it to you? So
wow.
Yeah, but that's okay. I have forgiven him.
That's right.
That's our words from last week. Or every week is like, please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. It's like that's a constant repenting and asking forgiveness. I'm glad His mercy is new every morning. I like that verse. What about you, Kevin?
It is. I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of Christians from Virginia, Minnesota last night.
Wow.
Real late. And the one was really happy to hear that we're putting out podcasts, and they happened to be discussing forgiveness this week.
Wow.
And they wanted to know where to hear it. So I was just published late last night, so it's on right now for the first time while we record the following week.
So the people know that.
So Thursday is today, and forgiveness was published, and we've got about a dozen new listeners.
Good job.
Great.
Good job, Kevin. Thank you.
I've told several people about it here and given the address, so hopefully you'll pick up a few Florida listeners too.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that takes a while. And you got to have the right people, too.
Yeah.
Or the right time in their life. That's
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which Here Comes the Sun song reminds me of a time in my life when I was in the military
not in this country. I was overseas, and you know, that song gave me peace.
Wow.
Huh. Wow.
And I listened to it about 300 times this week.
Just 300, huh?
In between everything else, yeah. That's an awesome song. And then looking into a little bit of the history of it.
Huh.
You can't help but, you know, there's no evidence, but you can't help but think that that was inspired.
Yeah.
Because all things are created by God, and you can't get rid of Jesus like the world tries to do.
Ooh, that's right.
Because
right.
He's everywhere. I mean, we used to have, when we wore watches, Sunday was red in color.
Huh.
And why was that? You know, and I mean, he changed the world, literally every little part of it.
That's right.
The Bible says the all of creation cries out. You say, what about the pygmies in Africa? You know, we got to send somebody over there to tell them.
Yeah.
And people are doing that. But the Bible says all creation cries out. There is no excuse for not knowing God.
Amen. That's right.
So it's very capable of him, I would think, to appear in a Beatles song.
You
or
think so?
Yeah. Other things, even though others may not realize it
right.
until they're at that point in their life where they need something, and they get even if they just get a little peace from or encouragement from a song on the radio, all things good come from God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's really true. That's why I like the little refrain in the song, too. It's all right. It's all right. Those are two key words. It's like, is he enough? And he says, I am. I am enough.
It's all right.
It's all right. That's what that's really getting to me right now. So whenever you want to start, but it's like,
yep.
Because it's all about that. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right when we're in relationship with him. It's all right because we know he loves us. It's all right. Because he sacrificed his son for us. It's all right that I can live another day. It's all right that I depend on him for every breath of every day. Wow. I'm
Amen.
Done. I don't need to say anymore. It's all
That's
right.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, Lord, let us just have you in our thoughts and in our speech today, Lord, and just keep letting us know that it's all right.
Amen.
It's all right.
It's all right.
And may you be magnified in the songs, magnified in the weather, the mountains and the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lord, just those who doubt you even go into professions to analyze you.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that those who have doubts or come to that point where they find you, whether it's in a song or whether it's in a sermon or whether it's on a podcast that you tune into just to check it out. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I've got this. I read this quote as I was looking into today. Quote by C.S. Lewis, and I like C.S. Lewis. He says, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else.
Oh, that's perfect.
I just love it. I had written this down, but it was like, this is perfect to start out, even after you just prayed, Kevin, because it's because of the Son, Jesus being the Son, S-O-N, and being the light.
That's
and
right.
And where we need to turn to, that everything is all right. And I know that I am loved, and that's something that I had to deal with. So, but thanks to the sun, we can see everything else clearly.
Yep. Psalm 66 says, "All the earth worships you, and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name." And then it says, "Think about that."
Yes.
Just all the things, you know. Just, you know, if you just look at your own hand and how that works and what it takes to get fingers to move and skillfully create things. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't create without a creator.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. I love at the end of, of that psalm as you wrote it down too, the word Selah, S-E-L-A-H.
That's right.
You know, and I never looked into it, and then I finally looked into it, and it's like, when that's put in the Psalms and other parts of the Bible, that means meditate on this.
Yep.
Just rest and meditate. Take it in.
Right. Stop and just breathe it in, soak it in.
As he breathes that life into you.
That's
it's
right.
Like, sing praises to your name. All the earth worships you. It's like, yes, Selah. I'm just soaking it in right now so other people can talk. I'm just soaking it in right now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
This song that we're discussing today, Here Comes the Sun, George Harrison was actually, I believe that song came through a relationship. George Harrison had gone through some many trials leading up to that meeting, and you can only imagine what two friends would be talking about. And they were alone on an estate. George Harrison and Eric Clapton were on a garden estate in Hurtwood, which is southwest of London, and they were walking through the garden with their guitars.
Of course.
I mean, because that's who they are.
Yes.
Little rabbit trail here, but if you listen to some of Eric Clapton's songs, the little Here Comes the Sun with the fingering on the mm-hmm. guitar, I mean, that is in some of the Eric Clapton songs, or very similar. So where did that come from, you know?
Well, I think we know.
Through a relationship. I mean, George could have got it from Eric or vice versa, but so you knew they were friends.
Yes.
You knew they were friends.
Eric Clapton did In the Presence of the Lord, didn't he?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
He was with Cream, right?
Yes, he was. I think they were with different major bands throughout those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is what we're talking about is, let's see, 1969.
Yep.
You know,
right.
he sings The Winter Was Long and Dreary. The winter of 1969 was extremely long and dreary, weather in the newspapers report. So he went through a long and dreary winter, which is in the song. George Harrison had his tonsils taken out during that period of time leading up to that meeting in the garden. He was arrested for drugs.
Huh.
He learned his mother had terminal cancer.
Wow.
He had business problems. And he had also left the band prior to that. So that could have turned out to be a dark and dreary song.
Yeah.
But what shone God's light into that song that's, touched so many after that? Yeah, he also said an interview I watched of George Harrison, too. He said he hadn't even picked up the guitar for 2 weeks before that meeting. And then he went on to finish the song on holiday in Sardinia. So this is all going on the other side of the world from us.
Wow.
All of creation cries out, here comes the sun.
Right, and then I was also picking up, I was reading that Brian Epstein, their manager, who took care of all the business affairs and all the contracts, had died. And so they all had to deal with accountants. You know, all the Beatles, all the different Beatles had to deal with all that. And George hated that. He just hated that because it stunted his creativity. He didn't want to deal with all that paperwork and all those kind of things. So here he's out with Eric Clapton in the garden to get away from the stress and the tensions of what was going on in London with
right.
with Apple, the producers of the the Beatles songs and stuff. And so it was a reprieve, you know, and he just wanted to hang out and be with his friend. And as you were saying, Kevin, they were that most winters in London are pretty dreary, long and dreary.
Long and dreary.
Long
right.
and dreary. So that's the background of how he wrote this song, which is uplifting and encouraging.
Yeah. Because he evidently needed some uplifting and encouragement at the time.
Yeah. It's really great that you guys looked up some of the background of these songs. That's really an addition. Really gives it more meaning.
Yeah, I was well, digging deeper, trying to find out, you know, what, you know, where God was in this song. And I think he was in the, came through a relationship with a friend. And that could be just a little thing we too often overlook, but we should be prepared.
Yes. Yeah, I was reading how this one person said the song affected him, and he had been an addict for years and years. And he says, after years of addiction, self-will, and turning my back on God, the sun, and S-O-N, sun, is finally peeking through. I feel that ice slowly melting. It feels like years since it's been here. The warmth, the hope, the optimism, all returning like spring after a cold winter. And he talks about getting rid of his worry, his anxiety, his self-will and resentment and anger and fear. He turned his life over to God. And like George Harrison said, I finally feel like it's all right.
It's all
right. It's all right. I just keep going back to that. It's all right. Because that's the assurance that we always have. If we depend on him and we know he's alive and he's with us, taking our hand through all sorts of things, everyday life, everything's going to be all right as we stay close to him. It's all right.
That's right.
Because he's perfect and he's all right and he is our strength and he is our encourager and he is our hope and he's our optimism. And we can be free where we go because we know his hand of protection is going to be on us too.
That's right.
You know, we don't even know the things that the scrapes and the things that he's gotten us out of. Kevin and I have shared before some of the stories about the miraculous as we were driving and you with a deer going through the windshield and me with no seatbelt hitting a deer head on and doing a 360 on I-35 in Minnesota.
Right.
And my seatbelt didn't work. It was on a recall and I didn't move inside the van. Those are miracles. And those are ones I can just talk about. And there's lots of those. But just I think about all the other ones that he's protected me and that I wasn't even aware of, that he went before me and he protected me. And then he says to me, I love this. It's all right.
And it's all right.
What goes on along with that, here comes the sun, it's all right, is he is enough. He's more than enough. I am right. Enough in him. I am complete in him. It says in Colossians, I am complete in him. And apart from him, I can't do anything. But in him, I can do all things because he strengthens me. So, wow. I get excited. I get excited, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited realizing how blessed I am, how much he loves me.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, what else do we want people to know? As we're speaking today, thinking about it's all right. Your comments, Kevin, and, you know, because we want to reach the listeners. We want to be pertinent. We want to be real. We want to be encouraging. We want to be uplifting. We want to be helpful. So,
as I think about that phrase, I think about Eric Clapton again, and he had a big hit that was titled No Tears in Heaven. And I believe it was because his son had died, and he wrote that song. And again, God takes our griefs upon him. He grieves with us if we're going through difficult times.
That's right.
Yeah, and this is just one example of in George Harrison's life with a friend, Eric Clapton. But you know, how many times has a friend come up to you with a, you know, word of encouragement or something that they did not know of,
right?
You know, just answering the prompting of the Lord, you know, to go over and see what's going on with this person's life. Mm-hmm. And that's where as a friend or as a Christian, when we hear those promptings from the Lord, that, you know, we need to follow up on that.
Yes,
possibly if in this case, if Eric Clapton, was he invited over to play guitar in the garden? A British garden is a big yard, mm-hmm, with you know, a lot of grass, but then a lot of little stone trails and then and flowers. Mm-hmm. It's not like up to your waist in lilies or something,
right.
But but they make a usually a old stone fence around the whole thing, and you know, a beautiful place just made to you know, sit in or walk in, just like in the garden of with Adam and Eve. You know, Jesus walked, or Jesus God walked with Adam in the cool of the night.
Yeah, he created the garden for us and for them.
And we will get to see that garden someday, because so many aspects of the kingdom of God and the coming kingdom in heaven is very similar to what you hear in the description of Eden. And many have affirmed, many Bible scholars have affirmed that that's what we have to look forward to.
Well, I remember, as I've shared with Kevin too, I remember the last days that my wife was alive, and she was going in and out of heaven, and she had this big smile on her face, and she says, can you see how beautiful the colors are? Just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is just, and even when I say that, I just feel the spirit, I just feel overwhelmed in my body. It's like, she said, if you could just see the beauty, it's just wonderful to experience. And she'd talk about that. And she would talk about it, and she said, you could see the angels and she could hear the singing. And it was like, wow. So I love it because it's real. What is spoken about in the Bible is real. Heaven is real. It is there. And it's for us, and it's going to be perfect. We are going to be without pain, without tears, without any of that. And we're going to be at peace. And we're going to just be as you started in the beginning, Kevin, you know, the earth cries out, all of nature cries out in worshiping the Lord.
That's right.
And that's what we're going to be doing. And it's like, and it's sometimes I think, take me now, Lord. Take me now. Take me now, Lord. But I know he has more things that he wants to do through all of us. And that's one of those things is this podcast. Because we want to be a blessing to you all that are out there, all you that are hurting and all that need a word of encouragement, because he is real.
Right.
He is real, and he cares about you. He loves you so much.
Or how to find peace and be able to say everything is all right.
Right. Peace. Yep. It's all right. I just keep going back to that. It's all right.
Yeah, I can't get that song out of my head.
It's all right. Don, see what you did to us? It's all right. It's all right. And the other part of that for me, like I said at the beginning, is like, I know that he is enough for me. I don't need to look to others for more, that he is enough, and I am enough. I am enough. I am perfect in his sight, and I am enough, and I am forgiven. And that's really important for me, because of that, I can feel the freedom that I have in Christ. Being a Christian, I am free. And I don't have to deal with shame. I don't have to deal with things that have happened in my life, that I am free of that. And he says, it's all right.
It is all right.
You are enough, because you are enough in me and you are complete in me. I could do another Selah. Just
That's
meditate
right.
on that. I am free in him. I am enough.
Now, just encouraging conversation with a friend. I mean, like when we three get together here.
Like right now.
Once I go home, it's everything's all right. I mean, you know, all the troubles we discuss usually.
Yeah.
I mean, in the world, and there will always be troubles.
That's right.
And but it doesn't have to be that way with your relationship with God.
Right. And it's like in that song, you know, the winter is leaving, the snow is melting.
That's
spring
right.
is coming. Life is coming into it all again. You know, it's because we get into, that's a hard time to go through long winters and the cold and all of that.
That's right.
But it's all right as we come to spring, and the sun brings that. I mean, the sun
right.
and his son, the Father's son, brings that into our life. And so that we can rejoice. We can be happy. I can be happy.
And I think everybody's gone through a long and lonely cold winter.
Yeah.
I mean, we went through a long, we're up north, and
right.
we went through a long cabin fever, lonely winter, and then COVID hit.
That's right.
So
exactly.
I didn't get out to play. I mean, I did. I mean, that extended the long and lonely winter.
Right.
And it was a burden on relationships. It was a burden on just about every aspect of life.
Right. Because we became so isolated.
Right.
And losing touch with each other. It's just like with a mask mandate gone, I can actually see people's faces and smiles and stuff. And it's like, wow, I'm just so excited to see people and see people smile and see their eyes and see their reactions. You don't realize how much you miss that.
No.
Until you start getting it back. That's why I'm really excited. It's a new day. We're in a new day.
Yeah, we went out for two Fridays. The Friday that mask mandate was lifted,
okay.
You know, a lot of people jumped right on it. You know, some didn't. And a lot of people are deciding, should they, you know. But
right.
But we went out for a pizza. And I just remember just having such a good experience having a pizza, you know, with my wife, Liz, you know, and it was just something about that place. And then walking out of the place, I realized what it was, and I even said it to Liz. Did you realize all the smiles in that room?
Wow. Yes.
You know, the waitress had a smile. Plus, we tip better.
you know,
it's just like it was a pleasant experience, you know, with
yeah.
And how much you miss, or and it was so blatantly, I mean, not in a good way, just so different, just walking into that room and being greeted mm-hmm. with a smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was wonderful because I went to Pam's grandson's birthday party, and I hadn't seen. Her two son-in-laws for like 14 months or a year. And it was like, I said, it's so good to see you. I said, can I give you a hug? Oh, a hug. What?
Wow.
A hug. Because as Kevin knows, I'm a huggy kind of guy.
A hugger.
I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger.
That's right.
I love giving hugs and I love getting hugs.
Bernard. Daughter-in-law Erin brought hugging back into our family.
Erin, yes, that's what I loved about her when I met her.
And like, I mean,
she hugged me right away.
I know she was sent by God, and
yeah,
my son is blessed, but yeah. She blessed the whole family. I mean, and literally hugging, if I look back, was a yeah. problem in our family, and it just comes from, you know, our heritage and
yeah,
you know. However that works
isn't that exciting what God does?
But God just puts people together.
Oh.
Just a little bit of thing like that adds life.
Yeah, I love it.
Our pastor who was just took over this church we're at in the beginning of COVID, and then not having any face-to-face meetings, you know. I mean, can you imagine
what a start?
Can you imagine and I'm sure there's dwindling attendance and everything because of this kind of thing. Now they're working on getting people back. She didn't recognize half of her people without a mask. she said she saw this guy across the parking lot and she was staring at him and she yelled, put your mask on, you know. And she says, oh, it's you.
So did he put his mask on and then she could recognize him?
Yep.
Then,
I mean, she said, put your mask on so that she could recognize him. And
yeah.
She knew
wow.
she knew him by his eyes, not by his face.
Wow. That's pretty wonderful.
It is.
You know that song, It Is Well With My Soul? And that one has another very strong story behind that one as well.
Yes.
And I really would like to hear Liz tell that one, but it was written by a man coming over the ocean in a ship, and he had lost his family.
His whole family.
His whole family, and I believe it was from a sinking ship. Was it the Titanic? I don't know, but some similar ship as the one he
disaster.
Was riding on.
Right.
He was seeking God, and probably in a very dark place, but the sun rose in his life, and he says, it is well with my soul. It's all right. It's all right. And that's when we sing that song in church, you can't help but seeing them. You know, it's not just some repetitive song that you would sing or
right.
or pick because I'd like that song this week. It's it really has some depth and meaning once you've heard the story behind it.
Right, and it brings that peace that we can't, that the world can't give us at all. It's peace in Him. He is. He provides us with peace, and that's what he said when he left, and when he came back, when he appeared to the disciples too. You know, he said, "Peace, peace be with you.
Right.
Peace be with you." And there really is. He is really the author of peace, and that's what, like you were saying, it is well with my soul. I can just take a deep breath and be at peace and know that it's all right, that everything is all right in Him. No matter what happens, He's got me in His hands, and He's got the circumstances in His hands.
Right.
He's got our families in His hands, and that's why the man was touched by the Lord, and that's how he could write the song, "It is well with my soul." And I hope that is an encouragement to everybody that's out there listening, because just let that sink in, realizing the person had lost his whole family, and he could sing, "It is well with my soul," because of his encounter with the Father and his Son, Jesus. Wow.
When Jesus met the disciples at that point and said, "Peace," or "Have peace," it also said he breathed upon them.
That's right.
Ooh. For they had not the Holy Spirit at that point. And it's just like in creation, you know, from "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord," because right. He took up sand, or he took up a bone, and he breathed upon it.
And Adam became
right.
alive.
Alive, correct.
The breath of God. Woo! Whoa! Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then I'm sure the disciples walked away and it was well with their soul, even though they, without that, I don't think they could have handled all the trials and tribulations right. that they all went through after that, because they knew Jesus would be waiting for them.
Right.
If not returning soon.
We often talk about the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people get the idea, well, that means that if you really love Jesus, there won't be any war involved. Well, there can be tribulation, but at the same time, it's an inner deep peace that everything's good, that everything's going to work out.
I like it. It says in Paul's letter to the Philippians, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Yeah, and I think with that, let's have a closing prayers. "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. We encourage you to allow God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Trust in what Jesus has done for you. Become a believer and follower today. And I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God until we meet again. Greetings and blessings to the church that meets at your house. I'm Pastor Kevin with Don and Sandy, and we hope to be with you again next week."
Amen.
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 Hear Gospel Network is an intergenerational, Christ-centered, not-for-profit internet mission church. A network of believers from many different backgrounds who are passionate about reaching out to others.
Your Voice in the Wilderness, a church online since 98, now known as pgn.church, operates 100% on your tax-deductible donations.